In today's episode of Driving Nowhere Deadly, our heroes travel to a tacky tourist trap troubled by spooky spirits. Will they swiftly solve the problem or get suddenly sidetracked by shopping? Keep listening to find out!
Start playing. We're going to have everyone tell a brief backstory of their characters, and then why these characters decided to start adventuring.
Well, my character Kendoran was kicked out of his village because he was too buff. So he thought that adventuring would be better.
That is literally his entire backstory. That's really just, that's it. I love it. It's great.
It's nice and simple.
Anyways.
Fitz was born in a village of people who use arrows and bows and shooty stuff. And so she's like, this is boring. I'm gonna go get a job. And so she gets a job. Tell Paz's backstory.
Okay, Topaz.
Good old reliable Paz.
Topaz has 29 siblings.
All sisters.
All of them are girls. He's the only guy besides his dad and his family. They have a very, very big family. Rest if you can't peace. Tell... He's the youngest, by the way. If you need any more of a Gary Stew. And, he decided, you know what, I'm gonna get away from all these girls.
Finally be free.
He's finally old enough to get a job, and he's like, you know what, I'm gonna become a reliable person.
That did not
that
work
happened.
Out.
Didn't happen. Didn't happen.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. Yeah, and
I love how that's actually one of his goals. Like, that is beautiful.
I want to become a reliable
person.
Reliable person.
Unfortunately, he keeps throwing Kendoran under the bus.
Woo!
And he doesn't like Fitz because she's freaking never been touched.
She has, though. Ah, yes, Topaz.
He just loves death creatures. And he also became part of the cult LaCrunch!
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 Okay, guys.
I'm just so...
You guys get a job, and you gotta go to... So...
Magical place.
Fantasy, you know, magic, they sort of go hand in hand.
Yes.
Okay, guys. You got another job. The job is to...
Not great, a job.
Investigate a place. Y'all are hired to do stuff while investigating this maze of maziness.
It's a maze? I have no sense of direction.
Last time would say otherwise.
LaCrunch was with me. LaCrunch was with me.
So you guys... It's like an underground maze, and it's really cool. And it's like a tourist attraction, kind of.
Ooh,
but recently, people have gotten real spoopy vibes from it. To the maze!
Do 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 do.
Do 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 do.
So the entrance to the maze is at the base of this mountain.
Do do do.
It's like this big lodge-esque building. And it's really, it screams tourist trap, but, you know, you've been hired to go there, so.
Tourist trap.
You go in, and at the front desk, there's a person sitting there, and he's like, hello, are you the guys we hired?
Yes.
Yes.
Cool beans! So, we've been losing a lot of customers because of this really weird, spooky vibes that people have been getting from some of the rooms in this maze. And we want you to get rid of those spooky vibes.
Which room is the most spookiest?
I don't know.
Can I roll to see?
What does that even mean?
Can I feel the vibingness of creepy room?
I mean, it's a maze. You'll have to go through the maze.
I don't get
a map of the maze?
We aren't allowed to give anyone maps. Although
we're helping you.
They don't even know.
Company laws. Okay, I'm not.
You hired
just
us
saying, this
to
is like,
help you.
This is like trying to...
I could turn around right now and just not go in.
This is like
Do
pest
you
control.
Money?
You don't tell them where the pest is.
I have plenty of money. You see all this money I have.
I'm going to pay attention to Richard.
That we can't spend.
Also,
no pets? Is that what you're going to say? No pets?
Yeah,
well,
no pets.
I'm sorry, but Richard is not a pet.
Okay, just...
He is my boyfriend.
Fitz elbows past and's like, I thought Leonie was your girlfriend.
I can have a girlfriend and a boyfriend. I'm not picky.
So the cat is a member of your party, is what you're saying?
Yes, very much so.
Okay, then.
Don't you disrespect the Richard. Don't you disrespect the Richard or
okay,
the crotch will be after
of,
you.
I have lots and lots of love and respect for Richard. Okay, so the desk guy leads you guys to a door. So this door is very maze dramatically themed. And he's like, the desk guy, he's like, yep, just go in there, figure out what's giving off all those weird, spooky vibes, and get rid of it, and tell me, and that'll be it. Thanks. Bye.
Okay.
We can count how many times I say, okay, continue.
Okay.
Continue.
By
continue.
The way, I'm going to probably pay attention to Richard a lot more, because normally animals can figure out weird, spooky stuff better than I could probably.
Okay.
Like
so,
if
his hair is, like, all on end, he's just gonna be a big ball of poop. He's not even gonna be anything, he's just a big ball of poop.
Okay, anyways, the door enters into a hallway, and this hallway is cave-themed, and there's obviously, like, fake cave sounds coming from speakers in the walls. Oh, yeah.
Just do it.
So, you know, cave-themed hallway leads into a cave-themed room with, like, cheesy bats hanging from the ceiling that aren't real with glowing eyes. You know Lagoon, the bat ride with, like, the fake cave thing and the bats.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it looks kind of like that. Really cheesy. The walls are covered in that spray styrofoam and then painted cave colors. And in the middle of the room,
I'm just gonna be disgusted because technically, me and my family lived in a cave. Very nice looking one, but it is still a cave, so I'm just gonna go. No. 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 No.
In the middle of the room, there's a statue, and it's facing away from you, but when you walk in, it slowly turns around, and it's like,
hello, and welcome to the maze of Maze Doom.
And then there are two exits.
Which, I'm taking left. You guys can go wherever. I want to go left.
Left, okay. Left. You go down hallway. This one...
I'm just mindlessly wandering with her.
...is themed more like a mine. And about halfway down the hallway, there is another hallway. It kind of, like, splits.
So another one?
Yeah. Do you want to go down the other one or continue going down the one?
Which one's left?
There is no left.
Dang it.
It just goes straight.
Fine, then straight.
Okay. You go into a big room.
Ooh, big room.
And, oh, fun. this room is mine-themed instead of just, like, cheesy cave-themed. You know, it's got, like, mine cards and spray-painted rocks to look like gold. You know, that sort of stuff. Ooh. But as you enter the room, a ghost comes out of the ground. Literally.
A ghost. How's it going? Nice to meet you, too.
Angry. This ghost is angry.
Is Richard freaking out?
Heck to the yes.
He's a giant pup now.
Richard is hissing and poofified. He ain't happy. This ghost ain't happy either. Y'all gonna fight it.
Okay, after we... 18.
18. Wait.
I said it first.
You guys gotta both roll again.
Fight me.
Where's Five. The marker?
Six.
Fight me.
So, basically, the ghost rolled 7, you rolled 5, you rolled 6, and 10. Okay. So Fitz goes first.
Oh, I have to roll. Do I roll for Richard? Is he going to go the same time I do?
It'd
probably be easier if he just went the same time I did.
Do you want to roll for Richard?
No, he'll go Richard. The same time I did.
Okay.
I did.
So
I
the
do.
Order is Fitz, the ghost, Kandoran, and then Paz and Richard. Cool beans. Fitz goes first. Fitz shoots at the ghost with her bow. With attack and stuff. Wow. The ghost rolled a 1.
Silence.
And then the ghost, how many people are there? 1, 2, 3, 4. There's 4 people. Okay.
I am people.
Oh, shoot! The ghost attacks Fitz. All 3 of you were just standing there like... should we do something?
No, let her get hurt a little.
Holy crap.
A 1 again?
Again, this ghost is not good. Yeah.
Hey, wait a second. Is this ghost...
hurting himself.
Okay, just because of how pathetic this ghost is, can I, like, roll to see if I notice anything about the said ghost? Such as if he's in a sheet?
Sure.
5, dang it.
It's a ghost. It's a dead person.
So it's actually dead.
Yeah, it's actually a dead person. Probably not helping with the not being spooky.
Can I do a health check?
A health check?
See
for
how much
health?
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 Yeah.
I guess. Roll above a 10.
8.
The ghost has health.
Roll.
Okay. Kandoran, it's your turn. You gonna
attack
the ghost?
15.
The ghost rolled a 13. I'm pretty sure you gonna attack the ghost.
Is this ghost just having a bad day or something? He's doing even worse than Kandoran on a normal day.
10, holy crap, that ghost is exorcised.
Exercise.
Instead of exercise. That ghost is dead. Dead. Double dead.
Dang it.
The
like
ghost has been
left?
Deadified.
Like, does it just fade away? Or is it like... Kandoran how can you kill a ghost?
Slashes through it and it just goes like, whoa! Poof.
Okay then.
Let's hope that you didn't, like, murder something that's already dead.
Yeah. But he just did.
It went to be judged by LaCronche. Can I check the room?
Sure. I need to look
3. Dang it.
It's a room with cheap mind-themed themery.
I'm going to check again.
And there's also an exit.
I'm going to check again.
Here, I'll check.
And it's a 3 again.
14.
Okay. It's a mind-themed room.
So there's
nothing
else.
About it. Can I ride it in a minecart?
You killed the thing that was about it. I turned off that.
Now, I'm just wondering, because where the heck would it, like, is there bones? Is he, like, someone die there? Normally a ghost doesn't just appear out of freaking nowhere.
There's styrofoam bones. I guess.
Chuck them across the room.
There's dog bones. Someone went through here, and they dropped their dog treats.
No wonder why my cat was freaking out. They're like, nope, 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 it wasn't because of the ghost, it was because of the dog treats.
Yeah, I guess. So yeah, there's two exits. Both on the far side of the room. One on the same wall as you entered, and one on the opposite wall.
Opposite wall!
Also, Ken Doran wanted to ride in the minecarts?
Yes.
Dang it.
Okay.
Can he?
So, I guess. I mean, there's
like,
just...
I thought they were, like, cheap things. I didn't think they'd actually move.
Well, they're a minecart, and they're on rails. So, I guess... He dumps out all the stuff in the minecart and pushes himself around the room. It looks really stupid.
Are you a child?
Yes.
What the heck? The super buff elf pushing him around like a child.
And it's also really awkward because minecarts are, like, they have really tall walls, so he's like...
Please no.
It looks really awkward and dumb. But Ken Doran is really enjoying himself.
I didn't think you'd actually say yes to that.
What did you expect me to do?
Oh, they were cheap. I thought they were just like, I'm gonna hop in them, they're gonna break.
Nope, he gets to push himself.
You're not
around.
Intentionally trying to crack tiles right now.
I'm just going to slowly back away into the very far exit.
Fitz joins you.
Yeah, I'm going to join you.
So Ken Doran has his fun, and he comes up after everyone else. So, is it the one... Which exit did you go through?
The far one.
The one...
The far exit.
The one across from where we entered.
Okay. So you go in. It's also mine-themed.
Why is everything mine themed? Is it
because it's
all
underground.
Mine? Is it all mines?
No.
Dang it.
I think.
I could pick on you. Because you wouldn't be minding your own business.
Anyways.
Okay. So this hallway, it immediately takes a left, goes forward a little bit, takes another left. So this hallway, it goes on for a little bit, and then you reach a four-way intersection.
Weird.
I want to go to the leftist one.
The leftist one. Okay. You go left, and then it goes left again, and you're back in the mine room.
I want to go left again.
You're in the mine room. You're in the room with the dumb mine cart. You went
oh,
in a circle.
Oh, is it the one that I went in a circle in? The
yeah, it's the same room. You guys literally left... Went and came in the other exit. You went in a freaking circle. I knew this would happen. Do you want to leave again?
Go
yeah.
To the right.
Left.
There is no left. You're in a room.
You're just going to keep wandering in circles about me. And...
I told you, my favorite side is left.
So, basically, you keep on going left for hours, and you keep on going in a circle.
And I stop following her.
Fitz just kind of stops.
Why are you guys following me in the first place?
Sits down, and she just waits for Paz to get over his weird left thing.
What's funny is I can actually pace for hours, so this would be nothing.
I figured that he would do that, and I just went on without you guys.
That's how people die.
Yay!
Specifically, Kandoran. This
Yay.
Party, has a great record on staying together.
Apparently, I like going invisible and partying. Powdered sugar on people.
Do you still have invisible? No, you don't.
I don't. I used it. Which is funny, because I have a staff of evil skeletons. No, I've got an F of tiny skeletons. I've got an evil monkey, a fish in a bottle, cat seeds,
oh, yeah.
And
speaking
lipstick.
Of the evil monkey, roll.
Oh, yeah, I need to... This is when me and the thing can bond, because you guys are so done. Freaking five.
The monkey doesn't like you still.
Why am I rolling
so bad? Can I try and bond with the monkey?
No. I hate you. She got the monkey.
It hates him even more than I do.
The monkey scratches you in the face.
How much damage is
steals your merce that you don't even have yet. And Paz catches it again and stuffs it in his cloak.
He really doesn't like you.
So Thomas, you have like this big monkey scratch on your face now.
I look terrifying.
Except for when you have that goofy grin. Okay. Fitz and Kandoran go back to the four-way intersection. And the two ways...
I'll meet you guys there.
You know where they go. And then there's the other two ways.
Let's go in the middle right.
Is this oriented from, like, when you first encountered the intersection? Let's just say it is.
Yeah.
So you go straight. You go into a room. And you see it is themed really cheaply again. You can't even, at this point, you don't even know what it's themed about. You don't even know.
Buy our merchandise.
What they were trying to theme it as. It's just kind of like really cheap. And there are three exits. Two on the far wall, and one on the right wall.
Go to the right on the far wall.
Okay, you go into this hallway, and you come back into the room.
Go to the left on the far wall.
Alright, it's a long hallway this time. Paz, where are you?
I don't know.
Paz has been lost. So, Paz, are you still going left?
You know what? Since we haven't gone very far in... Can I just go back to the start? Because holy crap. You guys are gone. I don't know where you guys went through. I don't know which one you went through. I'm pretty much lost because I've gone around in circles for the last few hours. Can I just go back to the beginning?
How about you go to the first room? Because remember, there were two exits.
Oh, yeah.
And the other exit does have a hallway.
Okay, I will go right then.
You guys meet up! On accident! Because this room went and connected to the other hallway.
So this entire thing is just a freaking circle. It's not even a maze, it's just a circle.
What do you expect? They don't want the tourists to actually get lost, even though people do, because that would mean they lose money. It's a tourist freaking trap!
I'm gonna walk back out from the place I went, and I'm gonna try and... Where's that guy?
The desk guy?
Yes.
At the front desk.
I wanna go to the front desk.
So you go to the front desk. What does Kandoran do? Because this hallway that joins the other hallway is really windy, and it's getting, like, more themey colorfully, as if people come through here a lot.
I go because it feels like... That would be the place it would be at.
We're just so separated at this
my
point.
My mind has gone completely blank. I have no idea what I was thinking, what I was going... Okay, so Paz goes back to the front desk.
Woo!
Paz is done, I guess. And Kandoran, I guess Fitz, go down the really colorfully themed hallway... That winds around a lot. And at the end of the hallway they come is a big sign that says, Multidimensional Market!
Finally. Wop, wop, wop!
I'm not done, and I wanted to talk to
but
the dude.
But Paz doesn't know that.
Yeah, I want to talk to the guy in the front.
Okay. So
well,
you
let's
go
just talk to the guy in the front.
Fitz and Kandoran go to the market. Paz... You approach the guy in the front. The guy... Front desk guy. I'm just gonna call him front desk guy.
Call him Fred.
I'm gonna call him Fred.
Because you said front desk guy, and all I could think was F, which is Fred.
Okay, Fred is leaning back in his chair, his feet are up on the counter, and he's reading a cheap magazine. And he doesn't see you. He just reads, yeah.
Can I see, like, a name tag that shows me his name is Fred or something?
He has one of those, hello, my name is, but written on it is, like, really unintelligible handwriting, and you can't even tell what his name is.
Excuse me, buddy, sir, you, hello?
He looks up, he's like, oh, it's you. I mean, hi. What, did you get rid of all the spooky vibes?
No, I just want to ask you something. How is this place spooky?
Well,
are you mean, like, are there children telling you this place is scary? Like, ooh, minecarts!
Well, we have had grown adults run out of the place screaming, so...
Grown adults?
Yeah.
Do all of them have a phobia of really terrible decorations?
No.
Have you felt anything?
Yeah. I don't go in there at all, though.
Like, does it, like, pop up that certain areas are more spoopy than others?
I guess. I don't know, though.
Is there, like, a blocked-off area, or, like, did you try and block up an area where it's spoopy?
No, like I said, I don't go in there.
Candoran's ghost, please go back to the market.
I'm sorry, how do you even know about the market?
Candoran,
how do you know about this?
Candoran's astral projecting.
Stop it. Is there anything about this place? Do you know any plans about this place that may have, like, secret trap doors? Anything. You don't have to tell me where they are, but are there any?
No.
Can I roll to see if he's freaking lying?
What are you talking about?
Put on your lying lipstick.
What is that? What did you just... What does that mean? What you just said? That... Oh. He's really freaked out by that last statement.
I am talking to someone on the phone as I'm talking to him. No.
Breaking the fourth wall.
Okay. I'm gonna roll to not... I'm gonna put on lying lipstick and intimidate the crap out of him. Can I?
Yeah.
11, dang it.
Plus 1. That's okay, because he rolled a 1. He's not lying, but now he's terrified.
Are you getting ticked off at this guy? Is there anything? Do you have a boss that can tell me about the, like, I'm not getting you in trouble. I want to know if there's anything, because there's nothing there.
There's nothing. I don't know. He starts crying.
I go crunch, crunch. You guys hear crunch, crunch, crunch. I'm walking up the hall. I went to tell Paz that there's a...
You shut up! I need... I, like...
He
how
sees
can you
Candoran,
not?
And he just... He goes pale, and he screams, and he runs away.
You're scared of buff guys? I'm gonna run after him.
Candoran is intimidating.
You go back to wherever you came from.
There's a market.
After this guy.
There's a market.
I have been wanting this market for so long, but this guy is ticking me off.
He runs through an employee's only door.
You're an employee? They hired you.
No. Not that kind of employee.
I'm gonna hold out my fish, my calming Lulu fish, knock on the door, and start petting the bottle of my fish.
After a brief moment, he slowly creaks it open a tiny bit so he can peek through. He sees you petting the fish, and he has an image of that James Bond evil villain, and he just...
For Pete's sake, have you seen Lulu? Lou is Lulu. I've drawn Lulu. She is freaking adorable.
You're holding it and petting.
The bottle.
The bottle.
The fish is in. I'm trying to calm myself down, because Richard is probably sick and tired of my crap.
Richard is sitting in the back of the room. There's some rope. He's playing with it.
Okay.
he's not even paying attention to what's going on.
He doesn't even realize the crack as I walk down the hall.
It's either that or I plant cat seeds right then and there make myself cats and pet them!
Fred closes the door, and you hear multiple locks sliding close.
Holy freaking crap.
You need some
through
help
the door,
there.
Through the door, you hear a muffled, please do your job!
Is there anything? Please tell me, because I am not seeing anything. I am having... We've seen, like, a ghost, but even that wasn't scary.
Well, if you go through the maze, you might find stuff. If you actually go
through. I've been freaking looking for stuff.
That's because you've been in the normal rooms.
What other rooms are there?
Please, I end up just start dragging Paz down the hallway.
Paz is so angry. Paz is just...
Fight me!
I will.
You guys... Paz is angry. Richard realizes everyone left the room, so he goes, so, you know. You guys show up at the multidimensional market. On the sign, there's a little asterisk after the multidimensional, and at the bottom, in fine print, says not actually multidimensional.
That is fine by me. I am so ticked at this point.
As you step into the very large market room, you hear happy market video game noises, video game sound, soundtrack-esque stuff playing, and it's very busy somehow, for some reason. There's, like, magical portals into this market, so there's lots of people selling stuff, buying stuff, eating stuff, doing the opposite of eating stuff.
Anyways,
okay, there
let's
are
continue.
Two different ways that could turn out.
Okay, continue.
I would know.
Okay.
Continue.
So, there are several market stalls. There's one selling food, clothes, magical weaponry, normal weaponry.
Bags.
That would have to... More clothes. Memorabilia. Etc. All sorts of crap.
Okay, I really do want stuff, but can I look around to see if there's anyone talking about this freaking mysterious vibe thing?
Roll!
11.
I got a 7. First person, you walk up to this, dwarf guy, and what do you say?
I'm sorry, but he's just like, I'm not saying this to him. But since I'm...
He also has a really flashy, multicolored Slurpee hat on. And it's really annoyingly bright.
I love him already. I have no standards at this point.
She's bonded with a person she doesn't even know.
I'm gonna compliment his hat. And it's gonna be genuine. Because I freaking love these hats. Because
you freaking have one and you're wearing it right now?
Yes! Stop it! Connected to me!
Okay, he looks at you and he's like, oh my goodness, thank you!
Oh my goodness.
Okay.
I will end you.
Yeah, don't get on his paper. Might get wet. Okay.
It might get wet. It might get wet. It might get wet. Why am I saying that so much?
Child. Okay.
Yes.
What's your name? Dwarf.
Oh.
I don't want to, like, and it sounds, like, super rude, but I don't know your name, and I don't want to just call you Slurpee Hat, because that's still rude.
Well, coincidentally, my name is Slurpee Hat, so...
Really? Holy crap, I love you even more. I just didn't want to offend you.
He looks mildly disturbed at that. Like, okay, thank you.
My parents named me Toe. Toe.
I'm
T-O. Your name is so much better than mine.
Okay, I'm so sorry.
Sorry, this didn't mean to come out so awkwardly, but can I ask you if you noticed anything weird about this place?
Well...
Besides me, I'm sorry.
I'm pretty sure this maze is a tourist trap.
Yeah, I know what you mean, buddy. I know what you mean.
Also...
Do I still have my lipstick on?
Yeah. Yeah, you do. Did you say that out loud?
Yes.
She's like, no. Yes. Yes, you do, actually.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't even notice. But,
sorry.
Other than the fact that I think this maze is a tourist trap, somewhat, like, getting really weird vibes, you know, from this place. Farther in the maze, there's just some weird vibes, man. And then in the big forest room,
forest room.
I started going up the trail, and then it's like, no. Nope. So I just came back here and bought me some comfort food.
Same,
good old
buddy.
Slurpees.
Same, buddy.
Trademarked.
By the way, would it be okay if you helped me and my friends get to this room?
Well...
Like, you don't even have to, like, go, like, all the way up. Just, like, head us in the right direction.
Well, there is one exit from this market room, and it leads to a gate, and that gate... It's a magical portal gate, and it teleports you to a gate near the forest room. Like, the other gate, you just go down a little hallway, and there's the forest room, so... It's that exit over there. Any points?
Okay, thank you.
I have an appointment, though, so I have to go. Goodbye.
Oh, bye! Love your hat, love your name, you're awesome. Let LaCroche be with you.
What?
It's okay.
Okay. So, that interaction was interesting. And you got useful information! Oh, wow!
Can I buy a
finally.
Bag now?
Yeah, I'm gonna head up with... I'm gonna catch up with you guys and let's help him get a merce. A man purse.
Okay.
I need
so,
a bag.
There are a few clothing stalls. You go to the closest one. It's selling, like, cosplay clothes?
I am cosplay. My entire being is cosplay.
So, there aren't any... There's a couple of purses, but they're, like...
Do they have
really?
Slurpee hats?
No.
Dang it. I want to buy one in the...
These purses are anime-themed, and somehow they are, like, fan-service-y scandalous, even though they're purses. Because they're anime-themed, you know?
Next stall.
Okay, the next clothing stall. It's selling, you know, some good old fantasy-esque tunics, pants, well, trousers, and... There's actually some bags, you know, adventuring bags, just plain bags, and then they have, up on a stand, a bag of holding, except not really, it's just advertised as that. It's really expensive, and it only holds, like, one other thing.
My cloak can hold more than that.
Yeah.
My cloak holds, like, up to 5 things.
10, including the other 5.
Well... 10 if you count everything else, but...
How much do the other bags hold?
The other bags, there's one bag that holds 5 things, and another that holds 4 things, and another that holds half a thing.
Half a thing?
That's called
that
girls'
5.
Pants pockets.
I'll get the one that holds 5 things.
Okay, that'll be... How much did I say it was?
Is there a certain color we can get it in? Because I hope we can get fluorescent pink.
Brown.
Dang it.
I'm gonna put that down now. I need a pencil. Yeah. Why don't I have a pencil? Thank you.
So this brown bag that holds 5 things, it costs 60 magic dollars. And you have a feeling you might get a better deal somewhere else.
Can I intimidate the guy to lower the price?
Oh, hold on, let me see this real quick.
Why were you even examining my pencil?
Because I thought it looked like mine! But it didn't. I guess you can. Roll a d20.
If you need
to
some
beat
help.
A 15.
If you really...
19.
You flex so hard you tear through your shirt. And in your shirt, there's, like, lots of stitches. Like, that happens a lot. You don't even mean to. You just, like, get all ready to intimidate him, and it just kind of rips apart. And the guy selling stuff, he just looks at you and he's like, how much did you want that for?
$10 magic dollars.
That's a bit cheap.
Okay.
You can just have the bag at this point. I feel sorry for this guy.
So you buy it for $10 magic dollars. Congrats, you get a brown bag that holds 5 things. A brown bag that holds 5 things.
I'm kind of curious what the other option was. Like, how much it was.
I don't know.
I don't know.
There's... Fitz also buys a bag.
By the way...
Except she doesn't buy it. She just kind of grabs it, figuring that the guy wouldn't even notice.
Because he's busy with me.
So you steal it.
Yeah.
Well, I technically stole this bag.
I'm gonna flip you on, too.
Okay then. Let's continue.
By the way, I still don't understand this money thing. So, what's more valuable than another?
The magic dollars. Okay. So, magic dollars are the form of currency that is being used in this world. Okay. Gold technically is more valuable, but, like, you can't buy stuff with it. You have to trade it in at, like, a bank or somewhere.
Okay, that makes more sense.
It's like gold in the real world and U.S. dollars. Oh no, they've discovered we live in the U.S.
Sorry, I was trying to whistle, my mouth is dry.
No, I... Okay. So, Kandoran got his thing. Does Paz want to get anything? Does Richard want to get anything?
I'm going to walk around and, like... Okay, what do they have?
So, there is one that is selling various fruits. There's normal fruits for the area, and then there's, like, lots of other exotic fruits.
Why is this place in fruit?
It's the fruit stand! It's fruit-themed, you know?
You said this was a market. Stop with the fruit.
There's a stand with the fruit. It's like when you go to Smith's and there's the produce section. And then there's fruit.
Yeah, I get it. Come on.
Okay. My foot, I keep on sitting on it and it does not feel good. Anyways. And then there's another stand that's selling baked goods. There's one that's selling, dress clothing. Like, suits and dresses and...
I'm going in!
Okay, Paz goes in there. So while Kandoran is repairing his shirt...
With the unbreakable thread.
Okay, you need to put that down then. Like, in parentheses. Currently in shirt. So while...
So Kandoran, if I have to use it, I have to take it out of my...
Well, Kandoran is... But the shirt is also made of not unbreakable thread. Anyways, while Kandoran is fixing his shirt, Fitz is... I guess Fitz joins Paz, because they're twin cousins, you know? And Paz...
By the way, I found a way that we could be twin cousins.
Oh.
Okay, it was actually funny, because in biology, someone was talking about this. We were talking about, like, traits and stuff. So apparently, if there are two identical twins, let's say, like, girl identical twins and boy identical twins, and they marry each other, like, do you know what I mean? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Twin cousins.
That could be a twin cousin, because when they have children, they technically are the same as if they were each other's kids, so twin cousins.
Twin cousins? Oh my goodness, that actually works! I didn't think that would.
Well, it works.
And makes sense how Fitz could be older than Paz.
Yeah.
Nice.
Twin cousins. By the way, we'd still have to figure out how that works, so later on, let's figure out a family tree.
It's on Paz's mom's side.
Yes, definitely, because you're not part of... No, that's not going to work on my dad's side.
No.
He's special.
Not sure if your dad is even dragonborn.
He's probably pure dragon at this point.
Anyways... You go into the fancy dress store, and there is a rack.
Let me guess, everything is super expensive. Fight me.
You know how expensive suits are?
Fight me, I
it's
still
like
want to look.
$200 for a pair of, for like, a section of the pants. Like, okay. So, there's some suits of various styles and various colors. There's dresses of various styles and various colors. And there's, like, a fusion of suit and dress that they have. It's, like, a stress.
Stress.
They have
I'm so stressed out.
They have a stress. It's a suit dress. It's pretty cool looking. I feel like Paz would actually really like it.
I would. I want it so bad, but I'm afraid.
She's stressed out.
I want this thing!
So this dress, there's a few of them. There's only one in Paz's size, though, because Paz is a dragonborn. And it is, like, it's Paz theme colors. It's perfect for Paz, basically. Paz gets a stress.
Now I have to figure out how much it's going to pay.
Yeah, it's
I
expensive.
I can help you with that.
It's like 500 magic dollars.
Dang it, I don't have enough. I've only got 100.
You're silly.
You don't freaking pay me.
You were literally complaining about having too much money.
I said that, yeah, I have too much money because you don't give it, like, okay, think of it like this. Let's say you have $1,000. There's no point in having $1,000 if you never use it.
Okay.
But once you realize that everything is like $5 million, you're like,
well, gosh, diddly darn.
Yeah, pretty much.
So you can't buy it right now, but like, there's other market. There's other places. There's other stalls and stuff.
I'm so tempted to go. Can't I get your butt over here?
There is...
Because if I do that and he doesn't...
A currency exchange stall, too. If you would let me finish telling you what all the stalls were, I could have told you that there is also a currency exchange stall.
Okay, I'm going to go up to the thing and say, can you hold this for me? I'll be right back.
And the lady at the front's like, okay, I guess. So, you go to the currency exchange place. And
I finish fixing my shirt and I go up to Paz. What's going on?
I want a stress.
I'm just here like so confused, like
I want that suit dress. I want a stress. I want that suit dress. I want that stress.
What?
Fitz just looks at Kendoran and shrugs. Just like, you know.
Kendora just sort of looking at the ground like, what the
I
heck
want
is
that
going
stress
on?
And you know it. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
So you go up to the currency exchange doll doing that. And the people at the front is like, hello! I take it you want to exchange some currency.
Yeah!
Do you want to exchange some other currency to magic dollars to some other currency? What do you want?
Well, right now I have magic dollars, and that's all this place takes, but I also have, like, gold, silver, bronze, a ruby.
Okay, so you want to basically give us all your gold and stuff and have us give you magic dollars.
Yeah.
Alright, how much gold do you have?
30.
Let's just calculate this. Holy...
How much money do we actually have?
I clicked the wrong number.
Okay.
Yes!
I clicked the wrong thing. It was like 931. It's like, no.
Yes! I'd be rich beyond compare.
Oh, heck. Wow. Okay. So, you have 30 gold? That is a lot of gold. That's worth...
I get paid, apparently.
In gold.
I don't know how much gold is worth, so you better not cheat me out, because I've got a friend here.
What?
He just...
I just look up like, wait, what?
Did you watch The Tick with Dad and I?
No.
Oh, goodness.
You guys watched it without me.
Okay, anyways. Well, you have that 30 gold. That is worth 300 magic dollars. Who's paying you? And why are they not giving you more magic dollars?
Yeah, Mrs. Dorkman. What the heck? Why aren't you paying me in the right stuff?
So basically, everyone exchanges all their gold for magic dollars, I guess.
Yay. Okay.
So now...
Don't you have another pencil?
Yeah, I do, but it's...
That's effort. 400. 300 plus 100 equals 400. I can do math!
Dang it, I don't have a freaking knife.
But you also have silver and bronze.
Yeah, how much are those?
Oh, yeah, silver, one piece of silver is worth about 5 magic dollars.
And bronze, I'm guessing, is like,
what, less? 3.
Yeah, that makes sense. How much would a freaking ruby be?
Okay, let's just deal with your silver and bronze first. So you wanna, how much silver do you have?
One.
Okay, so there's your 5 magic dollars. Oh, you do realize that we'll have to have a transaction fee.
Fight me.
Hey, it's how we get money, you know? Okay.
Can I do that with the bronze then?
Bronze, what's 5 times 3? That's 15. I know this, but I'm typing it in anyways. Yeah, that's 15. So that's $15, 15 magic dollars. We'll just, figure it out. Oh my goodness.
How much is the fee?
Oh goodness.
What?
No. It adds up to 420 magic dollars.
Yeah?
420!
420! You need to get me a drunk potion.
Why? I turned you on silent! What the hecky?
I kind of want to keep it at 420 because that's like a great number. Let's see.
The only thing is, I'm at...
But I need to give you like a fee, don't I?
Yeah, how
I'm
about...
Twin cousin!
What?
Twin cousin, come over here.
That small ruby, it weighs, let's say it weighs a certain amount of mount.
1 freaking pound.
Just like, well, gosh diddly darn, that small ruby weighs $520. That small ruby is worth 520 magic dollars. And coincidentally, our transaction fee is $20.
Wait. What?
Basically, you get 500 bucks, and you can still keep the 420 magic dollars. Plus 500, so when you go buy the stuff...
Oh, okay. It just took me a second, because numbers, and I know I've gone to school, but holy crap. Effort.
Yeah. And the transaction fees for each individual, by the way.
Yes, so I'm getting a ruby.
So basically, Paz buys the stress... Right?
Yeah.
For $500 and has $420 left.
No, I have not.
I'm just going to erase the ruby. Yay!
Now I kind of want to get you guys to fight evil weeds.
Evil weeds?
Why?
Because you have $420. Theme.
Fight me! I'm just going to call it a suit. Dress for now, so
no,
I don't
freak. Stress.
No, if I'm like, why did I get a stress? Like, why am I so stressed out? I want to understand. I'll just write
like, why do I have stress in my inventory?
Yay, I'm stressed. Wait, that's
okay.
Not right.
I want to go
420 plus 500. That's 920.
You guys are probably a lot better at spending money than I am.
Can we actually get on with the thing now that we all...
No, I want to buy more stuff.
No.
I want to look at
the
other stuff. Do it. I need something for Richard.
Fitz buys a suit.
You have a ton of stuff for Richard.
Fight me. He's my cat. I spoil him.
Fitz buys a suit, too, because she... You know.
Stress?
No, she buys a suit.
Why a suit?
Because dresses are... evil.
Art of the evil.
Or evil.
That's funny.
You can't fight a freaking dress!
Well, I can fight in a freaking stress.
That's because it's a stress. There's a difference between a stress and a dress. And Fitz isn't as flashy as...
I don't dare buy anything expensive because I know if I flex, I'm just gonna ruin it.
True.
Good, and you
and
never
probably
know.
Don't have something in my size.
Is that a police? I'm calling the weed. 420, what you smoking?
Why okay. did you just recite a vine?
Because that's fodder.
I can't believe it's dead.
Vine
it's been
gone.
Dead for a while. Okay.
I can't believe it, butter.
I can't believe it's not Shiro.
Okay, I want to look around a little more.
Okay,
Dang it, out of nowhere, you're going to say there's a drunk, and it's going to be like 900, and I'm going to be like...
There...
Pencil.
Is a potion stand.
It doesn't have it, does it?
No, they're just selling potions like health potions and, you know, like invisible potions and all that sort
By
of stuff.
By the
invisible
way,
potions?
Just...
There's... Okay, let me tell you what they're all selling. They're selling health potions. Three different levels of health potions for various monies. They're selling strength potions, where you can be strong for a certain amount of times, and, like, magic potions for the same idea.
Because I need that.
Please, no. For the sake of all existing
all
within...
All humanity, please, no.
Yeah, just no. What are you doing?
Standing up.
Just stood up and got just like... Okay, so they're selling magic potions, and then, like, agility potions, where you can be more agile for a while, and then, like, sight potions, where you can see stuff, but, like, I don't think any of us need that, do we?
We have no. A crunch to guide us.
Well, I can
Anyways,
see in the dark.
There's also, like, potions where you can enhance... attack and
just
resist against attack.
Do they have a discard bin? Like, not like trash bin, but like a discard potions, like potions that aren't either.
Basically like a biohazard bin, except for potions?
Yeah, pretty much.
I would assume so.
Can I ask them if I can see it? Please. Please.
They look at you funny and
please.
They're like, sure, I guess.
Please. Yay.
What do you do? They are watching you closely.
What do you think I'm gonna do? Just dive into this bin of, like... Yeah, I'd probably do that.
So, you look at it. It's a bin. There aren't any discarded potions in it at the moment. It just has a sign on the front.
Oh my gosh, these jeans are so freaking uncomfortable. They're, like, giving me a wedgie to the point where I'm like, stop it!
My jeans are really comfortable.
Well, I don't like
wearing jeans.
I don't like wearing jeans. They're uncomfortable.
Dreams. What are dreams?
Jeans.
Dreams. I don't have any of those. Anyways, so why did you want to see this bin?
I just wanted to see if you had any messed up potions, because they're the best.
You know, those are not safe for your health if you mess up a potion anyways.
Have you met me? I freaking will take anything that's messed up. I bought myself a freaking stress. You can tell I messed up.
Well, if you want to buy anything, do that, please.
Oh, yeah, I want to, like, what kind of potions do you guys have?
We got all sorts of potions. We have health potions, we have strength-enhancing potions, magic-enhancing potions, agility-enhancing potions... potions along that line of stuff, and then we have, like, potions that enhance your attacks.
Do you have any, like, useless potions?
No.
Dang it.
Why would you make that? Just drink some water.
No, like, not, like, useless potions as in, like, they don't do squat. I mean useless as in, like, they might change your skin color for a while, or you may speak in a funny, high-pitched voice.
That's called helium.
Yeah.
I want a potion.
We don't have anything like that right now.
You know, like joke stuff. Joke potions.
We're an attack-based potion store, so...
Okay, okay.
Adventure-based potion stall, so you might want to go somewhere else. But you know, we do have potions. Gotta finish listing out what kind of potions we got. Got potions that help you resist certain types of attacks. Like...
He needs that.
Then we have potions that help you attack more with certain types of creatures, like...
Ghosts.
Hey, do you have any magic potions that would be okay for, like, cats?
I take it you want one for your giant cat waiting outside.
Yes. He's my magic baby.
We do have some cat-safe potions over here, and point you towards a smaller section of the stall.
Okay.
There's some magic potion. There's, like, one magic potion, and it's, like, 20 magic dollars, and it basically, what was I thinking?
I don't know.
We can't read minds.
Anyways, this magic potion, it gives whoever drinks it, like, plus 5 magic for 20 minutes. It's for $20.
I will take it. It will mess up my 420, but I will take it.
You're 420. What?
Oh, my money. 420.
You have 420. Ha ha! Oh, that's funny.
Sorry. Yeah.
Just quiet for a second. That's funny.
I'll take it.
Okay. You now have a cat-safe magic potion. Lasts for 20 minutes and gives your cat plus 5 magic.
Plus 5, how long?
20 minutes.
I walk in the stall. Hey, how long are you gonna be?
Shush. I want the best I can get, especially when it comes to my baby Richard. That sounds really okay. Weird, I'm sorry, but I just really love this cat, and the guy's name is Richard, and I didn't know that.
Fitz buys an attack potion that, like, ups your attack against...
Attacky
less
things?
Physical
you
creatures?
You really should get something for your resisting. Because you just get beat up.
There's a potion that ups your attack against ghost-like creatures.
I'll
and it lasts that. For 30 minutes, and it's...
That sounds convenient.
I know, right? And it's 50 magic dollars.
I'll take it. Dang it, I know I'm going to do this, but I'm going to go, can I get this?
How do you spell attack? Oh, there's two T's.
It's okay, I can't spell
it. I go up and I ask the guy if I can get this. And my shirt's still a little ripped.
Hey, what did I say it was? Attack plus... I'll just say attack normal against ghost-like creatures.
Okay.
I gotta write it down.
Spooky spook. Spooky-dooky-dook.
30 minutes. So the person... What did you do?
My shirt's still a little ripped. And I even haven't asked him, can I have this?
It's like, yeah, you can have it. It's for $50. Just like any other... potion that we're selling.
It feels so cheap, but I want to rip off this guy too. But I'll just have it for 50.
Sells you a potion. You want to buy that potion too? Hands?
The what potion?
The potion that helps, that makes attack against ghost-like creatures normal for you for 30 minutes.
I'm going to make it as difficult for myself as possible. I'm good.
Okay, so you don't buy that.
By the way, are these guys specifically selling this potion because they know that there's weird vibe going on?
Yeah.
Silence.
These guys are cheap ripoff, aren't they?
Yeah.
And they've been setting off the ghosty ghosts.
No, they're just people opportunitizing. What's the word?
Taking advantage
of the opportunity. That's right.
My words sound better than yours.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna just make it this as difficult for myself as possible, so...
If you're doing that, you're not going to say anything about Fitz.
We're all doomed.
Okay.
I won't say anything about Fitz. In fact, this time we're on level ground, because I'm technically making this harder for myself. Is there anything else in this place? Is there, like, a joke store?
Mm-hmm. I suppose there is.
Please let me go to this joke store.
Okay. You go to this joke store.
Yes.
Snap, crackle, pop.
No.
Oh.
And the second you walk into the stall, like, the stall is kind of curtained off. Because, I mean, jokes, man.
Okay.
You walk into the stall and confetti! Etc.
It should have been powdered sugar, but I'll take it.
Confetti pops out. It's like, hello and welcome to our joke store.
I don't like this person.
I don't like this person.
You like this person. You don't like this person. Fitz is just confused.
Well, I haven't actually met this
person. I am in my natural habitat.
I walk in and it explodes. I'm just like...
Hello and welcome to our wonderful joke store. What would you like to buy today? We have a wonderful array of joke things.
Do you have any enchanted joke stuff?
Of course.
How about this? Whenever I get,
like... I know that sounds like a weird question, but...
Of course
there are
do.
Some places that don't catch my standards.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yes, we do have some enchanted joke items. We have this piece of paper, and when you write on it, whatever you write gets scrambled.
Strangled.
So whatever words you try and write on that paper, the letters will get all scrambled, and it won't work.
What if you scrambled the words?
So this
words?
Is someone you would give to someone else if they were, like, gonna write a letter to someone?
Yes!
Who they love...
Fight me. That image of Ken Doran just like
fight
emerald Paz and Paz.
It would
glaring.
Probably be breaking my ribs. Elbow, elbow,
Paz glaring. And the joke person. By the way, in my head, the joke person is wearing like a giant orange wig, poofy wig.
Why? Like an afro?
No, like a clown wig, like poofy wig, but
that's
like
an afro.
Basically, but it's bright orange, and this person's just wearing a suit. Normal, dark gray suit. Just with a bright orange.
Is he a leprechaun?
No. You can see, like, you can see little tufts of, like, normal blonde hair coming out from underneath the wig.
Okay, so it's a fake one. Nice.
Yeah, it's a fake wig. I said wig!
Yeah. What do you expect? Is it, like, real hair?
No, I just wanted, like, nah. I just wanted to, like...
They do make wigs out of real hair.
Yeah, it's creepy. Okay.
Not for people who want real hair wigs. Why do you think you have things where you can donate your hair to charity? That sounds so weird.
Anyways, let's continue.
Well, if people can donate blood and skin and organs, of course you're gonna donate dead things such as hair.
True.
Sorry, that didn't mean to be so loud.
Okay, and for these other joke items, we have a switchblade, but it's enchanted, so whenever you try and cut things with it, it makes the thing fuse together. Somehow.
So, let's say I stab someone... Okay,
they get a scar.
It would, like, seal up, but it wouldn't kill them.
If you were implying we are selling torture devices,
no,
I would like
no,
to tell you that is not
no,
the case.
No,
and
no. I was just saying, like, I
under legally, we
I
are
should
not
have used a plant. I should have used a plant. I'm sorry. Let's say I cut into, like, a tree. So,
okay.
Just stab the tree. If I pull it out... It goes back.
Yes, it does.
Okay, sorry about the using real person. I would never use a real person. Might use him. But
you might not even notice if you hit
someone. You'd probably get stuck in a shoulder blade or something.
Okay.
But for the most part, it doesn't cause permanent damage.
Yes, unless you de-enchant it. Then it is a normal knife.
Do you know how freaky that would be if someone ran at you with a knife, they stab you through the stomach, and then they pull it out, and you're, like, freaking out, expecting to die, and then something goes... Or you cut their neck, or decapitate them.
You do realize if you stab someone with a fatal wound that will instantly kill them, they will still be dead. Like, if you cut off their head, they will die. If you stab them in the brain, they will die.
It'll still be sealed out, making sure there's no evidence. Oh, I'm kidding.
They still have a cut.
I'm kidding. I wouldn't use this on a real freaking person.
Okay, let's go on to other joke items.
But seriously, you guys probably shouldn't keep that around, especially around children.
There is this... Oh no, I almost said something. I'm going to say something else. Here are these trick dice. When you roll them, they do tricks. Like... You can teach
these
them to beg.
Are
you can
weighted teach, dice, I swear.
You can teach them to beg, to fetch, to roll over, play dead. Trick dice.
Wait. Just wondering. With this trick dice, how exactly are they supposed to beg? Like, do they, like, grow limbs?
I don't know. I'm only selling them.
Can I try these dice?
Dang it. That's what I was saying. Or are they, like, in a sealed container where you're not
allowed to touch? They're in a sealed container. If you unseal
it... Do you have a, test thing? Like, a try-me-type of thing?
I guess I can... We're pretty... slack...
Stocked.
I can speak. We're not as strict as other companies when it comes to... merchandise and... like, keeping them on the shelves. Like, we can take them off the shelves and show you how to use them if we need to. Hey, wait. I have an idea! He pulls out the knife, cuts open the... package.
He pulls out the knife and stabs me! Hey, no witnesses!
No.
That's one way to use it. Then you can, like, always seal stuff up. Oh my gosh, my really annoying... Sorry, I don't like jeans.
So, he pulls out the trick dice, and he opens up the package with the knife, careful to not let the edges touch, so they don't seal that together. And he rolls them, and one of them rolls an 8. It's like, what do you want it to do?
Beg.
Why not?
Okay.
Like, I have no problem with that. I would have said fetch, but, like, what would it fetch?
So, you tell it to beg, and somehow you get this feeling from it that it is giving you those puppy dog eyes.
Freaking.
Like.
What, like, did it just, like, Kiki? It should have just, like, rolled yes. A 2, you know, like, those dice with dots? If it rolled a 2, and it's, like, just staring at you, like...
You know, Thomas, you know how Kiki will walk up to you and just stare at you like, please?
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like that, but from an inanimate object. Somehow, it is begging you, even though it didn't even, like, change.
I'm gonna make it so whenever it rolls a 20, it re-rolls.
Like, what kind of dice is it?
It's just a set of dice.
Just a set?
Yeah, a set of dice.
So trick do dice. Each one of them beg?
They do whatever you train them to do. I did not expect it to do that, but that was oddly adorable.
It was. Does it have the ability to, like... Okay, you're supposed to teach it to fetch.
You're supposed to teach it. Yes, you do have to teach them. But they are trick dice.
I have a great idea for this. Buy, like, 5 boxes of them... And then roll them all at once and say, go fetch that person! It would be so terrifying!
Just this wave of dice! Or they're just, like, turned into this one giant creature.
That'd
like,
just be 35 dice. That's not a wave
of
dice. I know,
but it would still be hilarious.
Okay, anyways.
I kind of like these dice. I'll think about it. How much are they?
They are... I don't know. He looks at the...
Be reasonable.
I know. I have to think of something. He goes up to the front desk, and he looks through his,
Book
of items and how much they cost, and it's like, oh, looks like these are 10 magic dollars. You're lucky for you.
I'm actually really tempted to buy these things.
I buy
Why?
Six
because
of them.
I want to buy a pet.
I buy six of them.
Wait, so would it be six packs? Like, this type
yeah,
of...
Yeah, six set. So each package has a set of seven dice, you know.
Seven. Let's see.
So
seven dice,
seven
a d4, maybe. A d6, eight,
seven.
Two d10s, a d whatever this one is, and then d20.
D100.
So each one does, like...
They
like
do whatever
they do,
you teach
they do
them
the, okay.
They do whatever you teach them to.
There's a d4, six,
and
eight,
you can
two,
teach
ten,
them
12,
multiple tricks. Like, each
play
one...
Play murder. I'm kidding.
Each one can do multiple tricks. It really, it there's not really a limit to what tricks you can teach them.
That would be.
But they gotta be tricks, like tricks, not like go do this and this and this and this. And this, you know,
yeah. Wash my dishes, do my laundry.
So, are you going to
block everyone on my phone?
I'm buying six packs.
That's
$60 magic dollars.
He's okay with that.
Okay.
He's just flat out okay with that. I
so
actually
put
do...
in your inventory six sets of trick dice.
Why?
Wait, do I have to put each
six
individual? Or...
sets of trick dice. No, since they'll come in a little box like that, I guess, so.
This is so tempting, I just don't know how many I want.
One set should be fine. I don't know why Thomas got six.
Because I can just...
Have it take up two slots.
Okay, so each three.
I'm just trying to, like, debate whether...
Tree, apparently.
Fitz gets the knife.
Why are you so into this knife? Holy crap. You know what? I will only buy one. I'll wait till he's done.
Okay, so you buy one, that's
one,
ten
one.
Magic dollars.
Yeah.
Fitz buys the knife, the resealing knife. And it's 20 magic dollars. We have other trick items if you want.
Yeah! What, I like the store!
Alright. Oh!
We've spent quite a while in this market.
Shut up.
I'm giving you what you wanted.
True. I don't
know. Okay.
Do you have any trick potions?
We do not.
Dang it!
We all sold out, just barely. We sold them to a dwarf. I think his name was Slurpee.
No! My friend, you have betrayed me! I should have given him my business card!
He looked like he was about to do one of the biggest pranks of all time. He said he was going to some sort of appointment with a company.
I want to see it!
Maybe we will.
Oh. Okay, so other magical items.
I
want
to see this guy again. I want to see this guy again.
What is it with characters that I make as jokes and then you love them?
I love
yeah.
your jokes. I
like
love Daisy? Your character.
She loves Leonie, though. Like, seriously?
She's my favorite.
Oh, yeah, that's... I was... Anyways.
You better
bring
Slurpee
Hat back. Does she suddenly get a call from
Leonie?
I'm gonna make a note about Slurpee Hat for
so
just
funny.
A second.
Bring Slurpee Hat back.
Morgan, you should, like, make...
I made
just
a fan
randomly,
child.
Just a random call from
I
Leonie.
I made
you,
a
yeah,
fan
she
child.
Made a Leonie Paz fan child.
I'll show you. I can. Yeah, we should save this. Don't judge me.
Yeah, look, it's me.
Here it is. I love that tail, though.
Oh my goodness!
What?
Ah!
It's still recording.
Yeah. Ah! How the hecky?
I can split the screen. You didn't know I could split the screen of my iPad?
No.
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay.
That's what we're used to.
Okay. So, this magic hat, this trick hat, this hat, whenever you put it on,
or... Hat.
Sorry, I'm trying to improvise, okay?
Okay.
Whenever someone puts this hat on, the hat will start whispering them things, but really quietly. It's kind of more of a spooky brain cat.
So it's like a conscience, but worse.
Except the whispering is unintelligible, so you can't actually... It's great for a Halloween prank, you know?
Holy crap.
What?
Anyways.
Sorry.
Let's continue.
There's nothing there.
Okay.
Let's continue.
Oh, here we have...
It'd be funny if I gave that to Richard and he's just whispering. He's like... he's just spazzing out.
Oh my goodness, no! He hasn't spoken a single word.
He needs to.
What's funny is I even made a... your cat!
I even made a voice for him and everything.
Yeah, so you should make sure...
Are you hearing voices now?
No. She
found out today, apparently, that Richard was his actual
I didn't know that was his name. I didn't. I'm sorry.
I know. I haven't said anything.
I thought we told you this, though. Well, like, everybody else was here as well.
Okay. Sorry. I'll leave.
With that interrupt,
let's continue.
Like, I'm pretty sure you guys told me, but me with his name, it took me forever and I had to practice. But the fact that I didn't know just makes this even weirder. It makes it weird.
Here is our final enchanted item. It is a pot. And enchanted trick item. Joke item, I should say.
What does the pot do? What does the pot say?
So, this pot, whenever you know how when you get out a pot and you want to cook something in it, you put stuff in it, right?
Oh, yeah. For a second, when you said pot, I drugs.
420. Whenever you put stuff in this pot, the stuff that you put in the pot disappears and reappears in your worst enemy's bed.
Who the heck would that be? No, I know who it's gonna be now. It's either gonna be him or Mr. Smoky Smoke, because Mr. Smoky Smoke has been getting
you. Mr. Smoky Smoke?
Apparently that guy that's like old black and he freaking took Griffin.
Oh, Edgy McOverkill
Face? It's a hippogriff, not Griffin. It's a hippogriff, sorry. Same concept, though.
Hello, Kiki. Boop.
He's like, why?
So yes, this is our prized trick pot. It is a bit more expensive than the other items. It's 50 magic dollars, but...
But who's my enemy?
You may not know, but it does. That's why it's so expensive. There's a lot of technical magic that goes into this pot. You know, transportation magic...
Is it, like, the person I have the grudge at right now, or it's, like, worst enemy in general?
I don't know. I guess...
Because if it's grudge thing, you're gonna be, like, Fitz is gonna have tons of stuff in their bed.
I think how it works, there's a description here. If you're not really thinking of anyone in particular, it just transports to your worst enemy. I don't know how that works, but if you think really hard about one person... that you really do not like, it will transport stuff into their bed.
That is very tempting.
And it's even funnier if you leave it out for someone, and they try and put stuff in it to cook, and it just disappears.
Do, 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 do.
Oh my goodness, what about, like, super depressed people? They would appear in their own bed.
So they hate themselves?
Why are we talking about this?
I don't know.
How much is it?
It is 50 magic dollars.
50. Let's see.
50 magic dollars. Buy one, get one free if you call this number at 801-111-1111.
What?
TV offer only. Kiki, what the heck? Thomas, put the cat down.
Why would anyone want to, though?
I was making a joke, Chelsea. Give one as a white elephant gift. That'd be a great white elephant gift.
It's presents during Christmas, and you just randomly...
And they're really cheap gifts.
They're really
like that one time funny, with the mankini.
The mankini.
It was like this bright green mankini. It was green, Thomas. It's basically...
That is disturbing on so many levels.
It's basically a string from your shoulders... to your not shoulders.
To your shoulders, to your not shoulders.
It's like, think of like putting on a pair of underwear, except stretching it up all the way to your shoulders. That's what it was. It was...
Are those the only magical things that they have?
Yeah, those were the magical trick stuff they've got. And then they have, like, classic, like, you know, those flowers that squirt, and then, like, other trick items, like the gum, the buzzes, and, you know.
The gum that has the, thing on it. Okay, bye, Kiki.
I'm tempted
to Did she step on your tap?
No, she stepped on it. The buzz. Buzz hands.
Like, oh, joy buzzers?
Yeah.
Oh, we have some joy buzzers. There's these normal joy buzzers for just $5 magical. They're not too expensive, but we also have some high strength joy buzzers for people of a larger stature.
I'll take.
And those are $10 magical. Not people of a larger stature to use, but to use against people of a larger stature. Or...
Wouldn't that be a weapon? I think
Morgan's trying to hint
to
something.
No! I'm not. I'm just saying there's two titans. It is not a weapon. Neither of these buzzes are fatal. They're just mild shocks.
Okay.
Batteries are included.
Let's see. I'm trying to, like, figure out math. Ooh, something might be wrong, though.
Oh?
Nope, never mind. I have enough for all three. You know what? One big one, one small one in the pot. I can buy it.
Okay, so and 50 I have enough plus 10 plus 5, that's 65. $65.
Math.
Dude, that's $65. 50 plus 10
no,
is 60.
No, I'm trying to subtract it.
390. Mm. Ouch.
Where
it was right there on the top.
Calculator.
It was literally at the top.
Really? Oh, it is.
The calculator. What the heck kind of calculator? Okay. There's just that little tiny thing. I'm like, holy crap. That's a crappy calculator.
No.
I can do better math than that.
Okay.
390 minus 65. Equals.
Okay.
225.
All right. Don't forget to write down the things.
All right, trick pot.
And you don't have any more room.
Yeah, I know. There's only, that's why I said that might not work. But I have three spots, so I bought three things.
Trick pot.
Pot.
Trick possessor. Large joy buzzer and small joy buzzer.
Richard still has two spots.
Yeah, but Richard doesn't carry Paz's stuff. Richard carries Richard's stuff.
So large buzz, small buzz.
Joy buzzer.
I'm just gonna call it buzz.
Buzz.
Buzz did.
All right.
And...
We're back.
Can I equip myself with one of them? Just for fun?
Equip yourself.
You know, like, put it...
I mean, I guess you could put it on your hand, but you'd still be holding it with all your stuff.
Well, yeah. I'm just gonna put it in my hand.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna do the small one, just so I can, like...
You bought it.
Yay! Don't
all right, is that everything?
Yes. Now let's
Thank
continue.
Thank you so much for
I'm tempted
buying our stuff.
I'm tempted to buy like a bunch of like sloppy foods now, just so I can shove them in the pot.
Okay, so
I'm not gonna do that. I wanna...
There's the baked goods stall, the other
Wait a
stall,
second.
Food stall, and then there's
is it only food?
What do you mean?
Let's say I mean the trick pot. Is it only food?
I don't know.
That you can put in there?
I guess you'd have to try it out. I mean, food would be funny because it's... Food isn't, like... Usually when you put stuff in pot, it's a liquid. So if it appears in your enemy's bed, it'd be all wet and squishy and gross.
No, I'm just saying because, like... Let's say you, like, dumped a bunch of powdered sugar.
That is food.
That is food.
But I'm also thinking about, like, what if you put paint?
You can put paint in a pot, I guess.
Basically whatever you can put in a pot.
Or let's say you really, like, your worst enemy, you don't know who they are, and it's like, I don't know who you are. But I will find you,
and I will kill you.
And, like, you drop it in. Would it disappear and, like, end up in their bed so that's, like, a death note that they have, or...
I just come over to my bed. Seriously?
Yes!
Could I do
that? I don't even have to question it. It's just, pass.
If you put it with a bunch of food, I guess you could. She's no comfort in food. Anyways, as you walk out of the stall, you notice in one of the other stalls, waiting outside one of the stalls, which happens to be a saddle stall, there is a hippogriff. It looks pretty young. And it's waiting for someone who is currently inside a stall that sells saddles for magical animals.
I'm just staring at you like, continue.
Silence.
You see that.
You know what? I'm going to walk over to this hippogriff. Why? Because why the freak not?
Because it's totally not a sign of someone else being there at all.
Too bad, I want to pet it.
Okay, this hippogriff sees you. It shriek whinnies out a hello. I don't know.
Hello!
No. It's like an eagle, well, raptor, like, and then, like, a horse. So, like, what sound would it make?
I don't... Why does it need to make a sound? That sounds like it.
Sounds like it's dying.
You sound so angry. It doesn't matter. It doesn't need a sound.
It greets you with a noise.
It could seems just like greet a very... me with a nod.
It's a hippogriff. It's like, hello.
It's me.
I just thought of like an actual hippogriff being like, hello.
Anyways, so it greets you with a noise because it seems like a very friendly hippogriff and likes people. And you start petting it, and you see inside the stall.
There are
magical creature saddles.
I'm sitting here looking at Paz, seeming like, seriously, you haven't noticed yet?
Do you look inside the stall, or are you too focused on the hippogriff?
What kind of stall is it?
It's a saddle stall! Selling saddles for magical creatures.
Like a... Okay.
You are not getting this hint at all, are you? Thomas has gotten it, hasn't he?
Yes.
I can just see him, like, push. Pass, like, go!
So you just see the hippogriff, and you're like, oh, hippogriff! Bah, bah, bah. It's like, dog!
So I with grab me, Paz and just put
no.
her in front of the door.
What does Paz do first? I already asked. Do you look into the stall or are you just too focused on this hippogriff?
I'm just so focused on this hippogriff.
Okay, so I pick up Paz and put it
in no, front I'm of the holding door. On to this thing. I'm like hugging it, like, who knows?
Fitz walks into the stall. She taps the person who happened to be buying a magical saddle and points at Paz. And. The person who happened to be buying.
I'm just going gaga over this hippogriff. I'm just like totally losing my mind.
Someone taps your shoulder. What do you do?
I was about to say, do you mind? I'm having a moment with this creature. No, I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say it. I'm thinking it.
Someone taps your shoulder.
Hello?
What does Paz do?
I can't believe you haven't noticed yet.
Realized.
Is this your hippogriff? I'm still looking at the hippogriff. I'm not even looking. Is this your hippogriff?
I'm kind of... Oh, I don't know if she knows or not at this point. Like, I feel like she does, but also doesn't. Like, what the heck?
Is this your hippogriff?
She's like, I'm so sorry I didn't call you for when he hatched, but
I turn around
really fast! It's my baby!
I'm going to turn around at this person.
You see?
And my face is like dead straight, ticked off as heck, and I'm just like...
You didn't call me back!
It's my Odie.
Oh my
She's
goodness.
Like, literally, as you were leaving.
I'm like puffing like poisonous like smoke out of my nose. I'm so ticked.
She says, I'm so sorry I didn't call you, but apparently hippogriffs, they grow up really fast, and right after you guys left, he hatched, and I couldn't, and my phone was dead. And look how big he's grown. Look at my baby. He's so big and strong. And the people who were selling me the saddle said he should be starting ready to train for a saddle soon. And I'm so excited. I love my boy. His name is Griffy.
Griffy? He's so cute!
I choked on my own.
Okay, right now Thomas is dying on the ground.
I love Griffy's so cute. I love him. I can't stay mad. I start like ugly sobbing as I hug the griffin, like the hippogriff.
And Leonie starts.
Oh, I'm back.
Okay, you're done dying.
I'm done dying.
Leonie starts sympathetic sobbing with you. Because she's just so happy that you're so happy. And she's like, you guys are having a moment. And Fitz is kind of just laughing. And Kendoran is doing what Thomas was doing, I assume.
Just dying.
He chokes on his spit.
Yeah. Because I bent back like this and just breathed in and it came out of spit.
This is a beautiful situation. Honestly, we could end the episode right here.
No! No!
I mean, we could and have the rest be another episode.
We could.
Whoa! That'd be like actually having a story.
What? Oh,
could we have like... Could we do like 2 episodes in like 1 day? Let's freaking do it! Because then it'd give me a reason for life.
Okay.
Hey, that would be episode 5 though.
You missed. Get off!
You missed. Get off!
So, this beautiful bonding moment between Paz, Leonie, and Griffy marks the end of this episode.
It's beautiful.
And we will begin the next episode.
Goodbye.
We're all idiots.